The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Kevin Love is the most relatable basketball player right now. He's just no doubt. You know what? Screw this. He's like,
He fed up. He ain't the first person to be upset at their job. I am not mad at you, K-Love, at all. Let's start the show.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. Though? What is it that
we
do?
We get the people what they want.
We have a huge guest today, my favorite prospect in the NFL draft, what I consider to be the only sure thing in this draft. Kyle Pitts joins us just minutes away, but we start with big win for the Knicks last night. They went up against the Suns in the Garden. Huge win. Now, they didn't score more points than the Suns, but they were competitive throughout. They played great against one of the best teams in the NBA. Big win for the Knicks. What do you think about CP3 at the end of the game, Jalen Rose?
That is irrational confidence, and I'm glad you guys put that up there because you've given the Knicks another 7 wins this year in games that they lost, and I love that your Die Easy fandom lives eternally.
Look at that
shot. This is all about CP3. This is all about a veteran remaking their image. Because once he went to Lob City, it was championship or bust. They didn't get it done. And it messed with his reputation. He went to Houston to play with James Harden. They didn't get it done. It messed with his reputation. He had to go to OKC, be a vet amongst young players, lead them to the playoffs, and take that victory along with the Suns going undefeated in the bubble that now put them in a position to add a vet like CP3. Now the casuals can appreciate the greatness that is Chris Paul. Just so happened that he hasn't won a championship, but he's a dynamic leader, a terrific performer, and he's clutch. Did you see that game when they shot? Play that shot again for Jacoby.
Yeah.
Because he thinks the Knicks won.
Did I
play
see
that
it?
Shot again.
Did I see it?
Bang,
he scored their last 7 points. Look at this. Getting fouled everywhere. Derrick Rose fouling him, hitting it. Like, that was wild. And Jalen, I'm glad you brought the Suns because guess what? Don't look now. The Jazz lost 2 in a row to the Timberwolves. And the Suns could end up being the number one seed in the Western Conference. And a lot of that has to do with CP3, but also Devin Booker. Devin Booker was great in this one. Mikal Bridges contributed as well. And Jalen, let's just talk about that man right there for a second.
Absolutely. So the difference between Dame Lillard and Devin Booker is one of those guys is the best player, led his team to the playoffs almost every year and made clutch shots and made people validate his greatness along with his max deal. Devin Booker had the accolades and the performances. He has 70 points in the game already in his career, but he's yet to play in the playoffs. So therefore, people haven't validated his greatness. You and I both know that he's an elite performer, an all-star level player, all-NBA caliber guy. But now seeing him in the playoffs, a young player like Ayton, a young player like Bridges being led by CP3, I know many of us don't feel like the Phoenix Suns are the favorite to win the championship. But now when I look at this squad, Jacoby, this ain't your normal first-round exit now. As a one seed, as a two seed, they advanced in this year, and I'm happy for Monty Williams.
And this team absolutely exceeded expectations. And one more thing about Devin Booker. He goes on a date with Kendall Jenner and then beats the Knicks in the Garden. That's a good weekend for Mr. Booker.
Today
Moving
was
on
a good
to
day.
To another team in the Western Conference, and that are the Denver Nuggets. Now, when Jamal Murray goes down, we just write them off. Jamal Murray goes down. We just completely write them off. Like, they'll be an easy out. Teams will be jockeying for position to play them in the first round. They just keep getting buckets. Why have they been so successful even with Murray out?
And my Uncle Chuck D's voice, pieces in one big chess game. Yeah! So the dynamics of the Nuggets are clearly we're going to initiate our offense through this year's MVP, the Joker. And then Jamal Murray became a lights out kind of superstar in the bubble. Michael Porter Jr. was the third option offensively. He rumbled about not being happy about that this offseason, Jacoby. Now Murray is out. He becomes the second most important offensive player. And he's validating his concerns by the way he's balling. And a scorer like him, Jacoby, yeah, you see the catch and shoots. You're going to see him go one-on-one. But getting it within the team dynamic has been the growth in his game. You see dribble handoffs. You see him now doing backdoor cuts, moving without the ball, getting it from the offense. So now that he's able to do that and be efficient, you see him getting numbers like he got last night.
And if you learn how to move without the ball and you're on the same team as Jokic, you're going to get some easy buckets. And Michael Porter Jr. has proven that. And there's one thing I want to put to rest. All season long, we've probably named like 10 different people who are the MVP. It's over now. It's the Jokers. The Stretch Mark 5 got the MVP. It is over. We can talk about who's second, third, fourth. That's fine. But he is going to be the MVP, and the odds in Vegas back it up as well. Right now, minus 450. You have to bet $450 just to win $100 for Jokic to be the MVP. This one is over. I know you have a vote. Is there anyone else that could possibly get this from him?
I believe he's in pole position to get it done. Injuries and a shortened 72-game season will play a factor. But let's not ignore the top teams, players like CP3 and Donovan Mitchell, who have been terrific for the Suns and the Jazz. Of course, we're not going to ignore the injured players. And by the way, Joel Embiid has missed as many games as LeBron James, as Kawhi Leonard. So missed games have been a factor. So the Joker from the beginning of the season to now, top five in points, rebounds, and assists. The Nuggets have been consistently contending. Even without Murray, he's been dominant. He hasn't missed a game all season. Our guy that we fell in love with years ago before he went mainstream. His album was still, we were still playing this tape. You know what I'm saying? We was playing this CD. Now I got to graduate it and became presumptively the MVP of the league.
Jalen, we are just days away from the NFL draft starting, and we are just minutes away from Kyle Pitts joining us on this very program. Make sure you stay tuned for that. But all of the focus about the NFL draft is on the number 3 pick. The 49ers moved up from 12 to get to 3. Head coach Kyle Shanahan had a press conference, and he was going to explain everything and make it very clear for the media. And this is what he did.
We decided we needed a starting quarterback. So we traded 2 ones to get a starting quarterback. Hopefully we end up picking the best one. But I know we're going to get a starting quarterback with that.
Can you say with certainty that Jimmy Garoppolo will be on the roster on Sunday?
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday. So I can't guarantee who will be on our roster on Sunday.
I see no lies. I see no lies whatsoever. I can't guarantee that I'm going to be alive tomorrow. Ask me about the roster? Do I guarantee that Jimmy G is going to be on the roster? I can't guarantee that aliens will not invade the planet before then. I can't guarantee that there won't be a zombie apocalypse. I can't guarantee that there won't be an earthquake. I can't guarantee anything in this life. I totally understand you, Kyle Shanahan. I know you're going to take a lot of heat today, but I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'm just going to say this. Two of my favorite people today are Kevin Love. I felt you yesterday, Kevin Love. I went on a Twitter rant to promote myself. I get you. I get you, Kyle Shanahan. I understand. None of us knows what's going to happen this Sunday. But how about if you, Jimmy G? One thing he did say, we were looking for a starting quarterback. So therefore, if you were the starting quarterback and they're looking for a starting quarterback, I would believe in the Bay Area, unless you want to be there long term, you probably should be renting or leasing at this point.
One thing I love about this from Kyle Shanahan is whenever my wife asks about plans for tomorrow, whenever my
you
boss
so
asks
much.
Me what I have to do
You're
on
so
Monday,
happy.
Kyle Shanahan's got my answer for everything that you ask me for the rest of my life. Kyle?
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday.
You ask me if I'm going to church? You want to go to brunch? You want me to watch a game with you? I can't guarantee that the world will be here. So I'm not making plans for the future. Thank you so much, Kyle Hedges. Just give it to me one more time. I love it so much.
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday.
Now, that is real drama in the draft that will be a pivotal moment in the NFL draft. But there is some bubbling, maybe not real drama, and it all has to do with star quarterback Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The GM came out and said, Aaron's our guy. He's going to be our quarterback for the foreseeable future. If you're the GM of the Packers and you went to the NFC Championship twice and you've got a Hall of Fame quarterback, why wouldn't he be your guy? Why does he have to say this, Jalen?
I think the media and fans just overreacted to the fact that they drafted Jordan Love in the first round. And I know Aaron Rodgers is a future Hall of Fame quarterback, hated to see them draft his backup. However, that's what he's going to be as long as Aaron Rodgers is playing at an elite level. And you said it. They went to the NFC Championship the last couple of years, and they were down eight. You wanted to see Aaron Rodgers if he could score a TD and go for a two-point conversion. They decided to punt. The defense didn't get a stop. That's really the issue. It ain't that they don't have a really good coach. It's not that they don't have a great quarterback and or a great team. They're extremely close. They re-signed Aaron Jones. If you're the Packers, you stay the course.
We have some very important news that matters. There are literally thousands of Jalens born every day, so we just wanted to feature one because they gave you a shout. They gave you a shout. Let's just check out this adorable little newborn child named Jalen Marcus Matthews. That's look at my guy right there. Look at that little
That's
guy.
That's love. That's love. There isn't anything that can happen in life that humbles me more than people come up to me and graciously acknowledge that they named their son, their daughter, they have a nephew, niece, or somebody in their class named Jalen. Big shout to Jalen Marcus Matthews, sending all of the best wishes. He need a hoodie. He need a hoodie.
No, he already got the hat.
He need a hoodie.
You see the hat? He's got a hat with a name on it already. They had that thing ready to go. Big shout to Jalen Marcus Matthews. Jalen, we have someone joining us on the program in just minutes that's going to change an NFL franchise for years to come. Kyle Pitts, my favorite prospect in the draft. Game-changing tight end, wide receiver, joining us right after this. Jalen.
Game changer. And just physically, you get a chance to line him up in a huddle. Wow, Jacoby.
Kyle Pitts is worth trading up for, and I don't care how high you have to get.
This is LeBron playing football.
Talk about putting fear in the defense.
I see Mike Evans meets Darren Waller.
And the tight end position has evolved. This guy's going to be able to line up in so many different places.
He's going to be in the discussion with Waller, Kittle, and Kelsey as the best tight ends in the game, I'd say this season. Jalen, coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 South Street Seaport, and we have someone joining us on the program. My favorite prospect in this draft,
brought to
you by Old Spice. That man right there, Kyle Pitts, joins us on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Whatever franchise you end up with is going to be so happy to have you. I cannot wait for that. But for those who don't know your work that well, how would you describe your position? A tight end, a wide receiver, a hybrid? How would you describe it?
I would say hybrid. You know, the position is starting to change. Nowadays, kind of tight ends are looked to stretch the field and be able to do everything that a receiver can do as well as an O-lineman. So to be able to run routes like a receiver, block like an O-lineman, and be versatile, that's something that kind of puts tight ends over the edge, and you kind of have to find your special game plan to make you your number one.
Kyle, congratulations. Enjoy this process. I not only admire you as a football player, but your maturity off the field as well. You 6'6", ran a 4.44. You're a matchup nightmare. Who are some of the players, in particular tight ends and or receivers, that inspired you?
I'm going to go with probably like Eric Ebron, Shannon Sharp, Travis Kelce. Those are three guys that I feel like kind of have the same body type, body build, and kind of have the same playing style. So I kind of like to use some of their tools and some different things that they use to get open and, you know, be aware on the field in order to win their matchups. So just those three guys, they kind of all bring different styles to it. But just to try and add all three together is something that, you know, try and build it as one and, you know, be the most unstoppable person on the field.
As we lead up to the draft, I've heard your name associated with like five or six different teams. It's always kind of like that. I think you should be the first non-quarterback drafted, and I think you will be. However, Jerry Jones entered the chat. He said he had visions of sugar plums about having you in Dallas. How did that make you feel?
I would say I don't really like to listen to all of it, but at the end of the day, like, I do hear some of it. So when I did hear that, it kind of was something special. You know, to be able to get the chance to play for the Cowboys or even any team in the NFL, something special. So, days coming. So I feel like things are starting to get kind of more ramped up. But, you know, Thursday night, we'll see how chips fall.
Kyle, I'm a diehard Lions fan, and I need to tell Jerry Jones and you, the Dallas Cowboys will never see you because we're not letting you get past us. Or if we do, I'm going to trade in my lifetime membership as a Lions fan. With that being said, it's being discussed that you may go to Atlanta. What do you think about that fit if that's where you land?
I don't think it'll be bad. You know, it's two great people on the outside that I could learn from. And I feel like leading up to the season, I could kind of mirror what they're doing to see how they're going about their business and how they win on the field, in order to make my game the best. And you have a vet quarterback who's going to be a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. So that's a bunch of older guys that I can learn a lot of things from. So, if I do get a chance to go there, it'll be something special because I'll be able to learn every day from somebody new, I feel like. And on the offensive side, you got Julio, really. It's a lot of those, you know, two significant receivers in the NFL right now who are
at the nasty. So
just to learn from them and catch a couple balls, that'd be pretty crazy.
Now, you're going to be in Cleveland for the draft, and while I'm so excited about your game, I'm also excited about your suit. I'm excited about your haircut. What is the plan? Like, what's the lining of the suit going to look like? When are we going to get a haircut? Are you going to get a haircut before you get there, after you get there? What's the plan for the look?
I'm going with a regular kind of custom suit. I have some stuff on the inside, and I'll get a cut that day. I don't want to get a day before. You're not supposed to, for days like that. It's like prom, kind of. And then you get a cut hours before and you suit pressed, and I'll be ready for what red carpet.
I told you, Jacoby, that haircut thing is cultural. He gonna get his cut within like 3 or 4 hours of when we actually gonna see him. Okay, it's gonna be as crisp as possible, no question about it. Who are you gonna enjoy that moment with? Certain family members, former teammates? Like, who do you want to share that moment with? And also, please acknowledge for us what you're doing with big brothers and big sisters, because it's really noble.
First, I'm going to be, you know, enjoying the moment with my mom, dad, sister, girlfriend, my trainer, Coach Mullen. He's going to be there, my old tight end coach, Larry Scott. So those are going to be some people that I enjoy with, you know, in the time and after it. But big brother, I'm just proud to partner with Old Spice and helping guys with their confidence to, you know, to reach their full potential. At the NFL draft, Old Spice is partnering Big Brother and Big Sister, and to put the spotlight on, you know, trying to give young people guidance and confidence to, you know, be their best. And on the draft, you can visit Big Draft 21 to learn more.
Oh, that's so dope. I'm really proud of you doing that. I'm so happy for you. Have a wonderful week. Life-changing week for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us on Jalen and Jacoby.
Appreciate the love.
Appreciate you too. We'll be back with much more right after this on J&J. Wednesday doubleheader on ESPN. First, it is the Lakers taking on the Wizards at 7:30. And then in the nightcap, we have the Clippers and the Suns battle it out at the top of the Western Conference. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, tonight at 7:30, we have a virtual live show right
it's
now.
All the
if
way
you
live.
Follow at Jalen and Jacoby on social, you will find
it's
out how to sign live. Up. Make sure you join us tonight at 7:30. And Jalen, Shohei Ohtani is doing things in Major League Baseball that haven't been done for nearly a century. Did you see him last night, Jay?
I did see him. And our guy, CeCe Sabathia, was on the show and said basically he's the greatest player that he's ever seen. And you ready for this? It's hard to disagree with a guy that's going to strike out nine and hit with power on the same evening. That's incredible to watch. It is incredible what he is able to do. He is going to be like a game-changing player like we have never seen if he's able to not only pitch but continue to hit as well. That is crazy.
I'm so excited about him. Stay healthy, Shohei. Stay healthy. Moving on, Jalen. LeBron James put a video on the internet. You'll never believe what he was doing. He's lightly jogging. That's how fast I jog, LeBron. That's like me jogging, dog. Hey, Jalen, what do you think about this video?
You don't want to run too fast and pull something. He's an OG, man. He's warming himself up. But what that reminds me, I got to get in the gym. That's what that reminds me.
You know what? Whenever I think about the future and when LeBron's going to come back and who's going to win the playoffs, only one thing comes to mind, and that's my guy, Kyle Shanahan.
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday.
But next time LeBron does a press conference, they're going to be like, LeBron, when are you going to come back? How long until you're back on the court? And he says, Kyle, can't guarantee that anyone's even going to be alive. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. on ESPN. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content. Now it is officially Tuesday, which means we have a big podcast exclusive episode coming to your feed later on today. That's going to be the audio from our live event tonight at 7:30. Still time to join that. Go to bit.ly/JalenJacoby427 and you can sign up to join us this evening. It's going to be a blast. But we always give the people what they want. So we had some exclusive content with my favorite prospect in the NFL draft, future star Kyle Pitts. Here he is. I know you're not going to say it, but I've said it before on this show, and I'm going to say it for you. You are the only sure thing in this draft. The only sure thing in this draft. The best player in the draft. I'm taking you number one. I'm taking you number one over every other player. That's how impressed I have been with you. So when you hear all these rumors about potential teams trading up for you, or maybe the 49ers are going to pick you and you know, put you with Kittle, what does it feel like getting all this information this week?
I mean, I've been saying it before. I'm going to say it again. Coach Saban said a great thing about the media. It's all rat poison. You know, it's a bunch of experts. What they think is going to happen, and they're not the GM. So I'm just playing it by ear. I'm not really trying to feed into it, because I feel like that'll make me more anxious and just more tight and just think about things that I shouldn't be. I feel like the work's been put in, and Thursday is just another accomplishment, I feel like. So to be able to just get drafted is something special, but to hear that is something different. But I like not to pay attention to it and just let things come.
Hey, Kyle, there's so many young people out there that want to be professional athletes, but a lot of times they don't understand the things that you personally sacrifice in order to be your best, whether that's time with your family, video games, on social media. Can you talk about some of the things that you sacrifice in order to maximize your talent?
I would just say time. It's been times where, everyone, it was a party and everyone was going to the party, staying out late. It's been times where, I had games the next day and I wanted to go to it when I was younger, but my parents were like, no, you gotta learn how to be a professional now. You gotta get your sleep, eat right. Just friends, some people don't have their best interest for you. So you kind of learn that growing up, where your parents kind of have that eye before you do, because maybe you don't see it, but they see it. So it was a lot of times where I wasn't staying out late. I wasn't going certain places. I was just training, doing certain things. So I just now I kind of see it, and I tell them thank you. But in the moment, I was heated because I couldn't do what I wanted to do and, live the life of a regular kid at the time. But now I see it's kind of paying off.
See, when Jalen got drafted, it was a different generation. He was just irresponsible with his money, spending it all, just being wild.
Undisciplined.
But you see very mature and disciplined. But there's got to be a little something that you want to get your family or get yourself, like a little something that you want to get when you get that NFL money.
I think I'll just take him on a nice vacation. You know, we're not going to do anything extravagant my first year, but take him on a nice vacation. That's about it for right now.
Hey, Kyle, I don't know if you heard this, but they pay a lot of money for pass catchers in the NFL. And I've noticed that players like yourself who are designated to be a tight end, but you play a lot like a wide receiver. Over the last couple of years, they wanted to get paid like wide receivers. What do you think about the pay discrepancy between tight ends and wide receivers?
I would say it kind of varies because you have some guys who, like you said, do it all and kind of go into the pass catcher hybrid role. So they're like the ones that you're trying to see whether you want to, if they had their hand in the dirt enough to say they're as a tight end, or if they ran enough routes from the outside to pay them as a receiver. So it's kind of a gray area, I guess you'll say, but people who are pass catchers should get paid as pass catchers and not just inline tight ends, or hybrid tight ends should get paid as pass catchers, not, like I said, inline tight ends.
Well, you've got two fans here on Jalen Jacoby. Welcome to come back anytime you want after you get drafted. We can talk about the team that you're on, and really happy with all the stuff you're doing, Big Brother and Big Sister America and Old Spice. Congratulations on your soon to be drafted.
Thank you. Thanks a lot,
Thanks
Kyle. We appreciate the love. Hopefully we can have you back
you.
On soon.
It.
Jalen, what a mature young man.
I try to tell you, when people sound older than they are, you know what I mean. Like, he's more mature than me right now.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for
That's
sure.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. He ain't about no shenanigans. He's like, I asked him about his work ethic and this. We like, people was out partying.
I wanted to go. Yeah.
I'm like, I was doing it.
He's like, day before a game? Like, I wouldn't do it day of the game, but night before?
Like, the day before the game? Hey, young fella, you don't know how many times I done came in within 24 hours of when the next game is going to be played.
Okay. Within 24, I bet you push that. I'm taking the under on 24. I'm taking the under on 24 for sure. And that's also one of the things when you talk about the NFL draft and prospects, whatever. He could be extremely impressive in an interview. You know, like he just seems like he's about his work and about his business. Hey, he straight up called us rat poison, dog, right to our face. He's like, you rat poison.
He's exactly right. He's staying focused and he's disciplined. And also, how about his charitable work? Already working with Big Brothers and Big Sisters via Old Spice to make an impact on people. It's really impressive. And I agree with you. A terrific prospect. And other than quarterbacks, he should and will be the first player taken.
Now, just quickly, don't you feel like people like Kyle Pitts are much better prepared to be a professional athlete in terms of finance, responsibility, maturity than when you at your age?
It's not even close, absolutely. And here's the reason why. Initially, as players, and I say this respectfully, we come into a game, and while many basketball and football players are predominantly black, usually when you start to hire your staff and people that are already established in that field are sometimes people that don't look like you. So in theory, you're trusting your career and or your money with people you don't necessarily know. And what ends up happening is, say, for example, Antoine Walker goes broke. We'll do a documentary and talk about him, but we never talk about the people that he paid to actually manage his money.
Make sure he didn't go broke.
Correct. All they do is continue to go manage and be agents to other players. How about that dynamic? The other dynamic I want to point out is teams and or owners didn't necessarily work with players as it related to growing their business. Look no further than Michael Jordan. He had the most business-like relationship of a great player with a team of all time. to the point where he had to make sure that they gave him $30 million a year or he was going to retire. And during that same period of time, that same team, the Bulls, was paying Scottie Pippen $3 million. John Konkak at the time was making more money than Scottie Pippen. So having that awareness from owners, you now see Dwayne Wade. And it seems like they're working for franchises. He now has ownership with the Jazz in concert off the floor. You see them doing things where, like it's no surprise when you see Shaq doing an ad for Carnival Cruise Line. Mickey Arison owns them. And so what used to happen is the player was allowed to accept the check, but then in theory he'd turn around and spend the money in the community, and in a lot of ways you just donate it back to the owner because they own everything. They own the mall, they own the car dealership, they own everything. And so that's a difference. And then the third difference is people like Rich Paul and people like Bill Duffy and the Goodwin brothers, that there's a brotherly spirit that goes with these young athletes when they sign that's bigger than the game. And it's like, you're not just my client and we're not gonna just make money together. We're family. And because of that, the players now can also break bread together. Usually those relationships were separate, just like in many corporate environments. If you work at a big company, or if you work at a company, period, like the person next to you, y'all not necessarily in cahoots to maximize what both of y'all can do under the infrastructure of the company. But now those relationships allow you to do that, which has now also led to player movement. When KCP ended up with the Lakers, we knew they was planting a seed for LeBron to come. When AD signed with Rich Paul, we knew that was a sign for him to go run with LeBron in LA. Wasn't no secret. We said it. And so those are the different things. And then lastly, we came from an era in the 90s, and it plays out in lifestyle and music or whatever. Live fast, die young. Mm-hmm. Live fast, die young. Like, look at my brother from the lock, Styles P. I remember a time when artists like that, we would talk about eating fried food, drinking what you can drink, staying out of shape, and that being cool. Now that same rapper, artist, entrepreneur has a pharmacy company.
Juice bar.
And a juice bar that's trying to make sure that his fans are now healthy. So that's also changed. And all of those dynamics with that awareness and then being able to stand on the shoulders of people who made poor business decisions before them allowed them to flourish. And then just the elephant in the room, they kind of make more money than ever. That helps, yeah, too.
That does help. Really does. Appreciate Kyle Pitts for coming on. We got another episode coming later on in the feed with our live show, and we will be back for that. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
And hit us up about the live show tonight, and even hit me up, us up, Jalen and Jacoby's account up, about past guests that you may want to see us invite for tonight's show. I think we need to get a guest from like 8 to 8:15, Jacoby. Somebody that's been on the show. Let us know. We're doing this for you, the people. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.